To Get a Grip Radio, brought to you by howtogetagrip.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to the inaugural audio interview here on How to Get a Grip. I'm Matthew Kimberley and I guess I need no introduction. I would, however, like to introduce Pace from Connection Revolution. Pace, hi, thanks for coming along.
Well, thanks for having me on your inaugural audio interview, Matthew.
It's my pleasure. I'm not convinced that the readers of How to Get a Grip will know who you are. Can you please tell us who you are and what you do?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I am the co-leader of the Connection Revolution, along with my wife, Kylie, and we teach our readers how to change the world through connection. Our mission is connect with yourself, connect with others, connect with spirit, and change the world. So this means that we do all sorts of personal development things, and we have various courses. And the underlying message that we try to promote is that connection is the way to change the world. So you can imagine when I first came across Matthew and How to Get a Grip and hearing about his, you know, ass-kicking sessions and kind of screaming at his readers, that I was thinking, oh, man, this guy's going about it in totally the wrong way.
Pace, the feeling's entirely mutual. I must say, seriously, Pace, I heard of the Connection Revolution. I heard you were spiritual and cuddly and lovely. And I thought, well, that is no way to change the world. You know, people out there, the person who needs to develop their self, they really need a kick up the ass. Why should your approach work?
Yeah, so we really didn't have any kind of common ground at all. You know, our idea is that there's enough violence and control and ass-kicking in the world already, and we're trying to go against that and get people to really open up and connect each other. And that's really the way to change the world. But when it comes down to it, there is no one right way to change the world or to do anything else. So, you know, I think you actually have more in common with me and with our readers than I might have thought at first.
Well, I think you're quite right. And when I first met you, Pace, which was a couple of months ago in Las Vegas at Blog World, I was convinced I wouldn't like you. Seriously, I couldn't see how you were a stranger to me. You know, I couldn't see how we had anything in common at all. Here's me, responding to a need, telling people, you know, the only person that can effectuate any change in your life is you. So you have to take responsibility. You have to man up, and you have to just concentrate on getting things done. Stop looking for cuddles. Stop looking for love. Just get on with it. But when I met you, to my great displeasure, I liked you very much.
Yes, and I must admit I was dismayed to find the same thing, because I was thinking, oh, man, How to Get a Grip. Now, this is just adding more layers of obligation to people's already overfull lives. Now it's going to put yet another thing that people should be doing and stressing them out even more. And that's exactly the opposite of what people need. But yeah, when I did actually meet you, we did have more in common than I thought.
Pace, you just said something which I'm going to vehemently disagree with you about. You said How to Get a Grip adds an extra layer of should to people's lives. Now, I know you don't believe that to be true, and I actually don't believe that to be true either, Pace. There is a chapter in my book, How to Get a Grip, which is coming out in the new year, and I think also a blog post on howtogetagrip.com. Which says exactly this. There are no shoulds and shouldn'ts in life. Does that resonate with your message, Pace?
It does. In fact, one of our fundamental principles is that there is no one right way. We have an entire chapter of our book, The Usual Error, about rephrasing things positively, about rephrasing should in terms of want or desire. So what I was really surprised to find out is that Matthew and How to Get a Grip, you guys, as if you and your blog are people, you weren't really adding layers of should at all. We were preaching the same message, but in different ways. We're both trying to set people free. We're both trying to help people live more awesome lives. You're just trying to kick people in the ass to try to get them to do it, and we're trying to do it with a more gentle approach. But the important thing is that neither of us are forcing anyone to do anything. Neither of us are saying, my way is the right way. I want you to do it my way. We're both just doing things the way that we want and saying, if this resonates with you, then come here. I've got more to share with you. And that is something I can really respect.
So there is no right way. And there's also no right way to deliver the same, there's no right way to deliver the message that we're both delivering. I'll give you an analogy. I used to, when I was at school a very, very long time ago, I used to detest math. I hated it. I hated algebra. I hated formulas. I hated figures. I hated anything which had brackets around it and plus signs and minus signs. And I hated it for a good year. And it coincided with the year when Mr. Jones, a very harsh Welshman, was my math teacher. Now, 1 year later, fast forward 1 year, and all of a sudden, I was really starting to enjoy algebra, and I was really starting to look forward to equations and plus signs and minus signs and brackets and parentheses. And even though it was exactly the same subject, it was exactly the same topic, Mr. Jones wasn't teaching me anymore. I had a new teacher who was delivering the same fundamental truths about math, but through a very, very different medium. Does that make sense? Was that clear?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. There are as many ways to learn personal development or anything as there are people. And there are so many teachers out there, especially in this information age, that if you find yourself, that if you think, like you did, that you don't like maths, then maybe it's the teacher. Maybe it's not the subject. So what would you say, Matthew, for your readers, if your readers seem kind of put off by your harshness or, you know, kind of violent ass-kicking kind of language, what would you advise them to do?
An excellent question. And I get equal amounts of fan mail and hate mail, which is fine by me. I get plenty of people who write to me and say, listen, you're a real dick, Matt. You know, the world doesn't need more voices like yours. And then I get an equal amount of people who write to me and say, listen, this is exactly what I needed to hear. My advice to the people who don't like what I have to say, and it's not actually what I have to say they don't like, it's the way I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, find somebody else who says what you want to hear differently, in a way that resonates with you. So readers of How to Get a Grip, and people who are listening to this now, if you do find that what I write isn't quite gelling with you, or makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, or a little bit dirty, go and explore and find somebody else who's delivering a message that you want to hear, because you're not obliged to listen to people whose message you don't like or whose way of speaking you don't like. I'd recommend, for example, that you go and have a look at connection-revolution.com. What do you think about that idea, Pace?
Well, I think that I can turn it right around and say to readers of Connection Revolution who might feel frustrated at the soft, gentle approach, and maybe you want something with a little more oomph, then check out Matthew Kimberly at howtogetagrip.com. There are many ways to learn things, and it is up to you. It's up to you to find the teacher that is right for you.
One of the reasons I wanted to get you on the call today, Pace, is because you sent me an advanced copy of your 52 Weeks to Awesome program. And that, for the first time, I think, made me sit up and say, actually, you know, a lot of us who are writing in the personal development sphere, and a lot of us who are basically trying to help people with various elements they could of their lives they could do with help with, we're often saying the same thing. But I think in our case, the differences between How to Get a Grip and Connection Revolution are far less important than the similarities in what we're saying. And in your program, 52 Weeks to Awesome, I just recognized so many messages which were exactly the messages that readers of my blog have been used to hearing from me. So could you tell us a little bit more about 52 Weeks to Awesome and why it came into place and why perhaps it might be interesting to people listening to this?
Gladly. So the way that 52 Weeks to Awesome came about is that we noticed a really disturbing myth held by many of our readers, which was that they were somehow different from us, that they were there to read and not to be awesome. They kind of looked up to us and held us on a pedestal. And we said, this is bullshit. You know, there's no gaping chasm. There's no fundamental intrinsic difference between you and me. It's just that I've had more practice at doing all these things that you label awesome. So we decided to make a course that would teach everything that we know as best we could distill it down about how we got to where we are. Not in terms of career or entrepreneurship or anything, but just internally in terms of personal development. So we picked out the 52 most important life lessons that we've learned, and we distilled each one down into a short email, and we created this 52-week-long, year-long course because, you know, nobody gets to awesome overnight. You can't just read a blog post or even a book and say, hey, now I'm awesome.
It Apart from time. How to Get a Grip, which is coming out in the new year. You read that book, you'll be awesome.
And
So it's a 52-week program, which covers the whole year.
Right. It covers the whole year. And each of the lessons isn't just a lesson. It's not just some philosophical crap that you read and say, oh, that was really smart, and then move on with your life. It's a mission because people learn by doing. So if you actually do the work, then we hope that you will become awesome by the end of the year. And we present each one in email form and audio, and we've got a big fat 130-some page workbook that contains all 52 missions at once. So we put this all together for $52, which is just a buck a week. It's on sale right now for only $37. And we hope that it will help people become more awesome and live more awesome lives.
So these missions are concrete action steps.
Yes.
You have to do something because I'm all about action.
Yes.
You're delivering activities, are you, each week and do, you know, stuff to do. Here's something you have to practice. Is that right?
Exactly. And we made it so that they will each take about an hour a week on average. So it takes a bit of commitment, but really an hour a week for a year, that's pretty reasonable price along with the $52 to pay for living an awesome life.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think one of my very strong beliefs is that you need help.
Yes.
Everybody needs help. And now for some people, I mean, my ass kicking sessions, for example, are $147. Mm-hmm. And for some people that's too much. For other people, it's okay. It's great value in any case, but I always use the analogy of a personal trainer. We all know how to do a push-up. We all know how to do a push-up. Every single one of us. We know the form we have to take. We know we have to get down on the floor and we have to lift our bodies up with our hands. And yet it's the people who get help in doing their push-ups that have the biggest biceps and the strongest arms and do the best push-ups. For me, that's the importance of having a coach, and it's the importance of getting support, and it's the importance of investing in yourself. Is your 52 Week to Awesome program the kind of helping hand or the kind of support that somebody who's really out to be awesome will need to help them on their way?
I think so. And again, it may not be right for everyone, so I encourage you to check it out and see if it resonates with you. It's definitely no substitute for one-on-one coaching, although if you do get through 80% or more of the missions, I am offering up an hour of personal coaching with me as a reward.
Wow.
to show how much that I appreciate your commitment to yourself for actually doing the work.
Fantastic. And we wait 10 months for that email, do we?
Right. Yeah, you gotta put in the work to get the rewards.
That's fantastic. I'll definitely be signing up. If you're listening to this on the website, then there's a link immediately below the audio player or embedded within the blog post itself, so you can click through and have a look and check out 52 Weeks to Awesome and see if it's for you. And as Pace says, if it's not, don't beat yourself up. They might not be the right teachers. That's okay. Yes. That's okay, folks. Give yourselves permission. You don't have to do it. Something I'd like to leave with, Pace, just before we finish, and perhaps an important message. I was convinced that you were strange.
I am kind of strange.
You're kind of strange, aren't you? And I was, dare I say it, I was slightly afraid of getting close to you and getting to know you because, you know, you were so different to me and the way you did things was so different to me. But the fact that we did meet and we did find each other cool and actually we realized we've got so much more in common than we would have thought leaves me with the very important life advice that I'm now applying to myself, which is don't be afraid of strangers.
Yes, that's really good advice. Don't be afraid of strangers. And the hippie rainbows and unicorns take on that would be we all have something in common. We are all one.
And perhaps we can leave that as our parting message. Don't be afraid of strangers from How to Get a Grip because we're all one from the Connection Revolution.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by, Paige. Speak to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Matthew. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to How to Get a Grip Radio, brought to you by howtogetagrip.com.